My daily routine. My alarm clock goes off at 6:30. With my eyes still closed, I wake up to greet the new day. I hate getting up in the mornings, but there is nothing I can do about it. After a short while of stretching in the warm comfort of my bed, I just have to get up. Yawning, I head for the bathroom to wash my face with cold water or to take a shower. I brush my teeth and comb my hair. I can't spend much time in the bathroom because before I'm done, my sister is usually at the door waiting for me to come out. I get dressed in my room. I like to wear jeans and a t-shirt, which I find to be the most practical for school. I open the window to get some fresh air in the room. Then I make my bed. We all make our own beds in our family. When I am done with that, my mother and my older sister usually have breakfast ready and set the table. It is my chore to clean it all up afterwards. I eat breakfast every morning, and my favourite is fresh bread rolls with butter, which I have with a cup of tea and a glass of milk. My mother always says that a good breakfast is a good start to the day. We all eat together, and we talk about our plans for the day. While eating breakfast, we listen to the morning news and the music on the radio. At 7:30, we grab our school bags and run to the bus stop. The bus stop is right in front of our house, which is probably the reason why we always catch it at the last minute. Sometimes it is full and we have to wait for the next bus. At 8 a.m, I arrive at the classroom, where most of my classmates are already busy hanging up their coats and jackets. We are in a hurry to get to the first class on time. The classes take place in different classrooms depending on the subject taught, which means that we have to change classrooms during every break. This is always a problem for new students at the beginning of the school year, until they get used to the schedule and the location of the classrooms. The first lesson starts at 8:10. The bell rings and you can see the last few students running to their classrooms. We usually have between 6 and 7 classes a day. After the second lesson, we have our favourite 20-minute break. During that time, we talk to our friends in the hallways, or we go out to get some fresh air. Most of us have a snack and prepare for the next lesson. Lunch is always at 12:30 and everyone heads to the school canteen. We queue up in order to get our meal. When we are done with the soup and the main course, we go home. Once a week, we have an afternoon lesson, so we stay at school until 3 p.m. While walking home, I usually meet some of my classmates. We go together to buy some sweets and soda before I go to the bus stop. When I get home, my parents are not back yet, and my sister is at the sports club where she practices light athletics. She's a good runner, but that also means she has to train every day and comes home very tired. I admire the fact that she works so hard at school and still trains so vigorously. When I arrive home, I go to my room and sit and listen to music on my headphones, or I read a book or some magazines. Every Monday and Thursday I have to do the shopping. I take the shopping bag and the shopping list, which my mother has prepared, and I walk to the local supermarket. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays my sister does the shopping, and on Fridays my father does it on his way home from work, because on Fridays he gets off early at 1:30 p.m. I have private English lessons every Friday afternoon because I want to improve my English. The rest of the day goes something like this. At 6:30, we all meet in our living room, where we sit down to have dinner and talk about what we experienced throughout the day. Everybody helps prepare dinner, which usually is some kind of cooked meat. After dinner, I prepare for school, I do my homework, watch TV or go for a short walk. At no later than 10 p.m, I go to the bathroom to take a shower and brush my teeth before going to bed. Before I go to sleep, I either read or review some of the material for school. Naturally, the weekends are different. Everyone in my family enjoys the days off, without any stress and hurry. I get up later on these 2 days. I do whatever I want and whenever I want to do it.